The Alter Rebbe would not be fond of extra money spent on personal needs. Whenever any of his grandchildren would wear an expensive garment, they wouldn't show it to him. Once, the Tzemach Tzedek bought an expensive gartel, and every time he would go into his zayda, he would take it off. It once happened that the Alter Rebbe called him in a hurry, and he forgot to remove the gartel. When the Alter Rebbe saw the gartel, he told him, "It looks like a very fine gartel. How much did you pay for it?" The Tzemach Tzedek was honest and said, 15 rubles. The Alter Rebbe was not happy and reprimanded him for buying such an expensive garment. The Alter Rebbe continued and asked, "How much money is your nadam?" 2,000 rubles, said the Tzemach Tzedek. "And what are you going to do with 2,000 rubles? Continued the Alter Rebbe. The Tzemach Tzedek answered, "I will give it to a rich, trustworthy man, and I will make some profit. Maybe he won't give you back, not the principal, nor the profit," questioned the Alter Rebbe. "He's very wealthy and a most trusted individual," replied the Tzemach Tzedek. The Alter Rebbe did not leave go and said, "So what if he's very rich? In a while, he can become a poor man." "So what should I do with the money?" wondered the Tzemach Tzedek. The Alter Rebbe replied, "If you listen to my etza, then you should put the money in this box, and here the money will be safe." In this box, the Alter Rebbe kept tzedakah money. At first, the Tzemach Tzedek thought the Alter Rebbe wasn't serious, but he soon came to realize the Alter Rebbe was very serious. He truly desired that the money be given to tzedakah, and only then will it remain intact, both the principal and the profit. The Tzemach Tzedek was not prepared to give all his money to tzedakah, and he left the Alter Rebbe. He ended up investing the money by a very rich and trusted man. After a few months, everything burnt, and he became a poor man begging at the doors. A while later, the Alter Rebbe asked the Tzemach Tzedek whatever happened with his nadan. The Tzemach Tzedek told the full truth. All the money was lost. "Why didn't you listen to me, and you would have had all the money plus profit?" said the Alter Rebbe. "You should have learned from the Yidden in Volin to have emuna in your Rebbes," and he continued with the following incident, which illustrates their great belief. "I was once traveling to Mizritch, and it was freezing cold outside. As a result, my feet froze. The Balagola carried me to the next inn, and there, the Balabayas, an old man, a simple Yid, rubbed my legs with snow and bronfen until I came back to myself. I then turned to my kind host and asked him how long he's been living in this place. He told me that he's been here for 50 years. I continued asking him whether there's a minyan in this town. He responded that there wasn't, but Yamim Neiraim, he traveled to the nearby city to daven with a minyan. I explained to him how it's wrong for such an old man to live all his life without a minyan, no kedusha, no barchu, etc. He understood, but was worried, from where will he have parnasa in the city? I asked him how many families live in the city. About 100, came his reply. I said, if Hashem could provide for 100 yidden, he couldn't handle one more? I concluded by saying, you should know that I am a Talmud of our great Rebbe, the Maggid of Mizritch. About a half an hour later, I look outside, and I see a wagon loaded with furniture, etc. To my question, what this was all about, the old man replied, I am moving to the city like you instructed me. The Alter Rebbe turned to the Tzemach Tzedek and said, I was young at the time, but when he heard that I am a Talmud of the Maggid, he immediately gave up his life and moved his home from a place that he had Parnasa b'Hachava for the past 50 years. And you heard from me twice that you may lose all the money, and he didn't believe my words. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, one who questions his Rebbe is like he's questioning the Shekhinah. The Medrash asks on the Pasuk, Vayaminu Bashem uvamoisha avdoi. If the Yidden believed in Moshe, then kal v'chomer that they had emuna in Hashem. The Medrash concludes, from here we learn that whoever believes in the Roya Neman, the faithful shepherd, it's as if he believes in Hashem. The Friedeke Rebbe describes how the Chassid, Reb Shlomo Baiver from Slutsk, became a Chassid. At age 22, after being exposed to Teiras Achsidus by Reb Menachem Aryeh from the Hidden Tzaddikim, he got married in a little town near Slutsk. About a half a year after the Chasana, his wife, unfortunately, became crazy, and he remained an Agun for 6 years. At that time, the Helika Baal Shem Tov came to Slutsk. Reb Shlomo's father, who was a big Goyen, came, amongst others, to the Baal Shem Tov and complained about his son's situation. Also, the father of the woman, whose name was Reb Elia Moshe, came to ask for an Eitzah and Refuah for his daughter. The Baal Shem Tov called them in, the Mechatanim and Reb Shlomo, and asked them whether they have any hard feelings against each other. The Mechatanim responded in great praise about each other and about Reb Shlomo. The Baal Shem Tov listened very carefully and then said, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, I can heal her. She will be healthy like before, but on condition that they will have to get divorced. At first, they were taken aback and said they would give a lot of money to tzedakah in order to heal her, but they should be able to live and build a Yiddish home together. The Baal Shem Tov responded that there's no other way he can help them. A few days later, they returned to the Baal Shem Tov and said that they agreed to the Tanai, but they can't guarantee that the woman will follow. The Baal Shem Tov was maskim and told Reb Elia Moshe to go home and tell his daughter that the Baal Shem Tov, which is known to be a Baal Mofis, is in Slutsk and wants to see her. The Mechatanim looked in amazement at each other. Reb Elia Moshe mustered up his courage and told the Baal Shem Tov that his daughter hadn't been speaking for the past 6 years. The Baal Shem Tov did not answer anything. Both Mechatanim left the Baal Shem Tov with broken hearts. Reb Shlomo, being a Talmud from Reb Menachem Aryeh and now seeing the Baal Shem Tov, became a kosher to him with all his heart. He told his shver that we must do everything the Baal Shem Tov says, since he is a known Baal Mofis. As soon as Reb Elia Moshe came home and told his wife about the wonders of the Baal Shem Tov, his daughter came out from her place behind the oven and asked them to tell her more about the special person. Her parents were shocked to hear her speak and see her come back to herself. She was getting back to herself mentally, but physically she was very weak, and she became sick. She cried that she wants to see the tzaddik, the Baal Mofis. From all the excitement, Reb Elia Moshe forgot to give over that the Baal Shem Tov invited her. When she heard that, she became very excited. And the next day, they traveled to Slutsk to see the Baal Shem Tov. The husband and wife came into the Baal Shem Tov, and he told them to accept upon themselves to divorce. They both told of each other's milas, but if the tzaddik is geyser, they accepted upon themselves, and they both cried bitterly. The Baal Shem Tov said he gives them 4 days to decide. For the next 3 days, they all fasted and said a lot of Tehillim. On the fourth day, they came back to the Baal Shem Tov with crushed spirits. When they entered, the Rav, Sefer, and Edim were already there. The Baal Shem Tov asked them if they're willing to divorce. They both answered, since they have emunah in the tzaddik and in his bracha, that he will bench them, They agree to divorce for each other's good. The Baal Shem Tov went into another room. After a while, the Baal Shem Tov returned and said, "About 6 years ago, a Kitzrug Le'aleinu went out against you, and it was decreed above that the woman will lose her mind and the husband will be an Agon. Now that they accepted upon themselves to get, with simple Amunat Tzadikim and Mesiris Nefesh, in this chutz they merited in their judgment in Bezen Shalmaila, and the Kitrig was removed. The Baal Shem Tov benched them with sons and daughters and Arichas Yamim." The Chassid Reb Lezer Nanis told the following story. When he came to learn in Lubavitch, he stayed at the home of a certain family. It once happened that the mother of the family had to give birth, and there were complications that arose. The husband ran to the Reb Rashab to ask for a bracha. The Reb Rashab told him that some mikveh water should be taken and be spritzed on her, and everything will be okay. So they did, and Baruch Hashem, the baby was born with no complications. About a year later, the same scenario repeated itself. Again, they spritzed some mikveh water on the woman, but this time nothing helped. The husband went running to the Reb Rashab, asking what he should do. The Reb Rashab said he should take some mikveh water and spritz it on her, and everything will be fine. The husband responded, "We've been doing that for the last couple of hours, and nothing helps." The Reb Rashab told him, "Just listen and do what I tell you." And so he did, and everything worked out just fine. It's not the mikveh water that heals, it's the amunah and the words of the tzaddik that brings the bracha. A Gera Chassid once came to the Rebbe on Yechidus. When he came out, he asked Reb Leibel Groner if he can tell him the following story to give over to the Rebbe. A Yid once came to the Imre Emes and asked for a bracha for a sick person. The Imre Emes told him to go to a big doctor. The Yid responded that he already went to that doctor. The Imre Emes told him to go now to that doctor again. For Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, "V'rapa yirape mikan shenitna reshus l'reifel erapes." From here, permission was given for the doctor to heal. The Gera Rebbe explained it and said, "Mikan, from here, from my room, permission is given for the doctor to heal." And so the Yid listened, and the person was healed. Rabbi Groner went into the Rebbe and asked Rishus to say a story. When he finished the story, the Rebbe asked him to repeat it again. When he concluded the second time, the Rebbe exclaimed, "God achsidus shemaisa." The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, Parshas Korach, about the machlekes of Korach with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that by fighting against him, they're fighting against Hashem, because he is just doing the shlichus of Hashem. The Mittel Rebbe writes in a maimer that this that we see people traveling to the tzion of a tzaddik, although they don't understand anything, is because of their great emunah tzaddikim. May we merit to see the Rebbe with the Geula Shlema through Mashiach Tzidkenu right now. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will Amir Tashem be updated on Monday, Zayin Tammuz.